Hi, this is Mark LaFerriere, from the brand NDP, and I'm here with NDP leadership candidate Peggy Nash on the last leg of the NDP leadership race. And Peggy, we're going to be at the Piston Broke Pub at 6 o'clock tonight in Harmony Square, and what are we going to be talking about there?
Well, I'm going to be talking about the excitement that's building throughout the country for our convention this weekend, where we will elect our new leader. It's very exciting. That leader will be able to go right into the House and will be able to unite our party and take on the Conservatives. So I'll be talking about my campaign, the issues that I've been highlighting, and what I think we need to do to build our party going forward.
Well, and I know it's hard to encapsulate in a less than 5-minute podcast, but I have to tell you, having had so many of the leadership candidates here, almost all of them, I thought that would make the decisions easier for the local riding members, myself included, and actually it's made the decision much harder for everyone because there's so much quality. What differentiates you from the other candidates that have been to town?
Well, we have amazingly talented candidates in this leadership race, and I've been very proud of the public debates that we've had, not only the nationally televised debates, but the debates in riding associations and communities right across this country. But I am the candidate that brings all of the qualities together that we need in a leader. I'm someone who can take on Stephen Harper. I've demonstrated that by taking on Jim Flaherty as finance critic. I have the economic credentials to be able to make our case that the NDP is best able to manage our economy going forward at a time when so many Canadians are financially squeezed. I have the strongest grassroots experience in our party. I've worked with social movements going back many years, and I understand how we need to build support amongst social movements to build our party. Also, having been party president, I understand how to build our riding associations. I've done it in my riding association. I know how to build our movement right across the country. I've also placed the issue of proportional representation front and center because I know that we need to reach out to the 40% of Canadians who are not voting if we're going to replace Stephen Harper in 2015. So I'm ready to hit the ground running. I'm fluently bilingual. In fact, I speak not only English and French, but Spanish. And I know that I can build our party, I can unite our party, I can build our movement right across the country. We can provide an effective, strong opposition to Stephen Harper, and we can win in 2015.
Absolutely. Now, we were just at a meeting, a nicely packed room at the Brantford and District Labor Center, which is very impressive, especially at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday. But one of the questions that were asked is, what does the NDP look like on March 25th? People have a week left to vote. What does the NDP look like on March 25th, Peggy?
What the NDP looks like is that we have a new leader that is elected with the energy and electricity of our convention this weekend. I'm convinced that it will be me. I'm hopeful that it will be me. And what it looks like is a party where all of our amazing candidates come together so that we can take advantage of all of the talent and energy and optimism that has gone into the 7 leadership campaigns. We've created tremendous capacity amongst each of these leadership teams. So we look like a party that is ready to take on the Conservatives. We're getting ready for a Conservative budget, which, if all indications are correct, will be taking Canada in the wrong direction, will be taking Canada backward, and will be a party that's expressing the concerns that we've heard from Canadians across this country so that we can move Canada forward.
That's amazing. Now, you did an excellent job here today. I know there are a lot of people, young people, older people, men, women, people from many different backgrounds today saying, wow, that was quite a Q&A and quite a meet and greet with Peggy. We're going to be at the Piston Broke now from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m., and I just want to thank you so much for coming.
Thanks very much, Mark. Great to see you here, and in 2015, it will be great to have you elected in our federal caucus.